signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps. They'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. And what they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Welcome, folks, to the Republic Broadcasting Network here on the third day of November in 2023. And we would like to apologize to you folks for the technical difficulties which began the show, and nothing we could do to handle that. We were just talking about it, thought we were talking to you. But anyway, I've got Cal and DW with me today. Would ask that you folks step up and support RBN and support free speech, because believe it or not, it's not free. And but today, we're the program titled is "PSYOPs Are Us: How Governments Use Psychological Operations to Control the People They Govern." And so we're going to jump into that. And I've talked with Cal. He's out there in good old sunny Arizona, and our buddy DW from Alabama is up spending time in Wisconsin. So DW, would you like to continue now that we're speaking with our group?
Oh yeah, now that we're actually broadcasting over the broadband here. Yeah, I'm up in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. It's my old stomping grounds. Yeah, there's so much to talk about here with psychological operations that have been ongoing and going on for, well, the one I'd like to talk about and expose a little more today is the 100-year-old PSYOP. And so I'm, you know, Mike, Cal, I got a question for you guys. Can a government do a PSYOP? Or when they do a PSYOP, do they do it through their agencies, or do they do it through the intelligence agencies and the media? You know, where do these things come from, Mike?
Well, I think the thing we have to understand here is, let's go back to 1982 and Director Casey, and CIA Director Casey, when he said, "We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." And then we had another CIA director who said before Congress, "We own everyone," meaning the CIA, "we own everyone of any major importance in the media." So, you know, you people who believe, Tucker Carlson, when he starts blithering on, when you believed, Levin, Mark Levin, if you believe, Sean Hannity, if you believe all these people, they're not rich because they tell the truth. They're rich because they convince you to believe lies. That's the whole purpose. And kind of what I wanted to touch on just briefly was to explain to the listeners, guys, how a PSYOP actually is created. And just to go through some of the preliminaries, and then I want you guys to jump in here. But they have a desired goal. Okay. Here's what we want to accomplish with our goal. We want to get everyone to believe, you know, let's just pick something random. We want everyone to believe that it was Timothy McVeigh that bombed the Oklahoma City Mirror building. We want everybody to believe that. So how do we go about doing it? Well, that's just one thing, but there's many others, and many more are just basic. How do we get people to believe they have rights when they don't? Okay, now here's our PSYOP. We're going to get this PSYOP to make people believe something that is a blatant lie. So, okay, how would we go about that? Well, the first thing we would do is we would look to see who our targeted audience was. Now, folks, there is a reason that when a totalitarian government is set up, it is set up to make you think that the people actually have a say-so in how the government runs. And we found out that the great PSYOP that was the Constitutional Convention of 1787 proves that to be totally wrong. Well, then you look at your targeted group, and then you decide, okay, what would they believe? What do they want to believe? That is critical. What do they want to believe? Because that's what we have to use in our PSYOP. Because if we're going to win them over, they have to want to believe what we're telling them. And so, therefore, our entire program will be based on emotions and not logic. because we want people to get emotionally involved and to emotionally take hold of our theory or our plan. We want them to become emotionally invested in the lie. Now, folks, this is the actual language they use when they put this stuff together. I promise you. I've heard it. This is what we want. Okay, now here is our target. Okay, let's set up several plans to achieve this target. Here's what we want you people to do. We want you to do this, 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 and this to achieve this target. In other words, if we go to William Casey, how do we get the people to believe what we want them to believe when it's a lie? And we have lied over and over and over our entire existence as a government. Almost every darn thing we do is a lie. But how do we get 330 million people to believe another one? So it's really kind of complicated. I don't want to get too much into it. We will as we move along. And by the way, folks, we will not be taking calls today, but because we really need to touch on this subject, and we really need to get into this because this is critical. So, DW, your thoughts so far?
Well, I like how you started this out. You know, we talked a little bit about the basic subject matter of it was we're going to talk about PSYOP. And I'm just going, well, how would I define that? How would I define a PSYOP? And so I took a stab at it. And so I wrote down, to willingly, zealously participate in a religious, social, or mythological narratives that induce emotions that are destructive to your own self-interest and make you unviable. Okay, where you actively participate in those things that are against your own self-interest zealously, fervently, which pretty much goes along with what you were describing in your initial statements there, Mike. There has to be this emotional connection, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely, all the time.
Let's bring Cal in here.
All right, Cal, jump in here, buddy. I'm certainly not trying to push you in Lake Havasu, but go ahead.
Well, I would also add to that that you notice how the narratives change often and frequently, and that's to keep the people on their heels, so to speak. You know, if you're in a fight and you're on your heels, you're on the defensive, and you don't give the people time to stop and think rationally about it. As soon as they start to do it, you throw something else at them to distract them from that rational thought they might have had and throw another emotional issue at them. That's why there's so many emotional issues being thrown at people all the time.
Well, that's absolutely true, Cal, and thanks for bringing that up, because here is the point that I was going to add on that, and that is this, is that in each one when they prepare a PSYOP, they have contingency plans. Okay, if the people react this way, what is our next part of our PSYOP? If the emotions go this way, what do we do? If the emotions go this way, how do we handle that? If the emotions do this, how do we handle that? So there's several contingency plans for that. So thanks for bringing that up, Cal. I appreciate that. DW, your thoughts on having contingency plans for your PSYOP?
Well, I mean, in game theory or in strategy warfare, you always strategize alternates, probabilities. This is just basic strategic planning in a warfare basis. The disconnect, I think, in the general public is they don't believe that the government would actually is intelligent enough or organized enough or has the capacity to actually organize and strategize these to the highest level and degree that they do. I think the general public has underestimated the capacity and capabilities of intelligence, government intelligence agencies and operatives, and to their own detriment. It's easy to laugh them off as being incompetent, but all their incompetence is planned, I would propose.
Oh, big time. And, you know, I was just thinking, it actually happened a couple of days ago. I was talking to this person who is a self-professing Christian, and that's fine. I'm not judging. Not my place. But they were all about the United States supporting Israel and Pakistan, going to Israel. I mean, not Pakistan. I'm sorry. Palestine. And it was all about, oh, yeah, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. This is just, we have no other choice. And I said, would you mind if I asked you a question? And, oh, no, go ahead. I said, if I could tell you that there were a group of people and they were going out and killing innocent people, families, whole families, wiping whole families out, and then lying about it. But doing that on a regular basis, doing it over and over and over again, and the very innocent people, and I went into Madeleine Albright's deal about, oh, so what, 500,000 Iraqis died because they didn't have, our embargo was working and they didn't have medicine. They didn't have food. Oh, yes, that's a good thing. It's well worth it to kill 500,000 innocent Iraqis. Yes, okay, that's fine. Yeah, we can do that. And then Barbara Bush, when the Iraq war gets started and there's a controversy about the bodies coming home without any ceremony or what have you, and Bush is signing letters to the parents or to the families of the deceased with a machine. He doesn't even take the time to actually sign the letters to family members. And so she is questioned about this. And she made a most profound statement, people. And if you have never read this, she said, why should we trouble our beautiful minds about such things? People, she is talking about the wealthy aristocracy. They do not care about such things, because they have beautiful minds. Well, here's the question I asked to this person. I said, and yet we call these innocent people, men, women, children who aren't carrying a gun, who are doing nothing, we call them collateral damage. When we blow up a church full of people, a wedding ceremony, when we blow that up and kill a bunch of innocent people, I said, why would you accept that from your government when you wouldn't accept that from anyone else? What does that tell you about your government? Guys, I got one of the blankest stares I have ever gotten in my life. Cal, your comments there, buddy?
There's a mute button. It's not only what does that tell you about your government, if you supported it, what does that tell you about yourself?
I didn't get to that. I didn't want to throw too much gasoline on the fire. Sorry.
I guess that's one thing that's lacking is, you know, a little bit of self-reflection, you know. Put yourself in their shoes, you know. What if they were bombing churches here? What would your reaction be?
Would you call it collateral damage?
No. Would you be angry? Yeah. but somehow it's okay for the United States, for a lot of people in the United States, to accept the United States to behave in that manner. And that just, that can only be done, manipulated, by manipulating the people and their mindset. And that's what a PSYOP does. It controls the hearts and minds of the people.
Oh, DW, your thoughts?
Well, you just threw a big, fat, juicy softball right over my plate, and thank you.
Oh, I wouldn't do that intentionally.
Well, the contradictions and disconnect in your friend's mind are associated to their original programming, the original PSYOP that lays the foundation for the cascading or subsequent ongoing multi-generational PSYOP that builds and builds and builds. up to the point we're at now. What am I talking about? Well, the Zionist revisionist theology that was applied to your brains for 100 years to inoculate the people and turn them into Zio-Christians. Cult Christians, generationally, to internalize logical fallacies, false doctrines that originated in the Scofield Doctrine. The worldview of Zionism meshes with this dispensational rapture belief system to inoculate the participants from objective evidence to the fraud and the deception of what is dispensationalism, messianic fraud. It allows them zealously in a fantasized and fantastic way to take away all compassion and empathy from these other people because they're animals. They're animals, see. You have to dehumanize them. As a good Christian, you have to, in your mind, be able to dehumanize these other people. Now, this is sick. It sets up justifying them to martyr themselves. Christians also, along with this this crazy psyop, that their parents and their grandparents, a lot of them were involved in too, justifying them to martyr themselves at every opportunity through this process of virtual martyrdom. Speaking out and on their social media now, they're virtual martyrs, and we have to do everything to support Israel. This is fanaticism. They would willingly sacrifice their own. So they say, they virtually say it. They don't really actually want to do it. Okay, get it? They're just virtue signaling. We have to sacrifice for Israel as long as everybody else does it. I don't want to have to do it. You know, it's a hypocrisy at a level that tells me that their consciences have been seared, scorched, and where they justify the deaths of thousands, tens of thousands, premeditatedly on display, the murder of children. What is wrong with you? Do you, is this, I'm almost at a loss for words, almost. I'm almost at a loss for words, Mike and Kyle, and how they could justify monstrous, horrific acts that they have become the people that they say they're fighting. I should probably stop there.
Well, buddy, one of the things, thank you for that great contribution. One of the things I was thinking about is how they have been able to use these psyops over and over and over again to get people to believe in the government that is stealing every possible thing they have. And yet they still want to support it. Now, guys, that takes one hell of a psyop. To get into people's minds to the point to where they are willing to pay taxes to do all of this other stuff, to give up everything they own just so they can support their government. And someone please tell me that that's not a violation of the First Commandment. Cal, your thoughts, buddy?
Well, it sounds like we're starting to describe some of the vehicles that those who create these psyops use. I mean, we've brought in religion to it. We know the media does it. We know the government does it itself directly. And so the people you're bombarded every day from one angle or of another of psyops. They've used corporations. Look at corporations had people forcing people to wear masks, or supposedly forced. And so they use any vehicle and any means possible to control the hearts and minds of the people. And as D.W. brought up, the one with religion, because religion is all about the hearts and the minds, they know that once they control the religions, and they do that through the 501c3 primarily, but they also do it just through the narrative that it's a divinely inspired government, is this is what the people are up against. And you can show the people this. You can try to lift the veil to show them what's going on. But most of them, they'll be angry at you if you try to do that. They'll shoot the messenger.
Yeah, big time. You know, the worst thing that can happen to a person who has based their entire belief system on lies is to have someone come in and tell the truth. I mean, that becomes a real tough one, because most people, you know, regardless of their age, are not willing to go back and say, well, you know, I've been wrong for the past 30 years. I've been wrong for 40 years. I've been wrong. Just the actual makeup of a human being doesn't want to admit to anyone they've been wrong that long. Your thoughts, D.W.?
Well, they'll double.
Go ahead, Cal. Go ahead, Cal.
Well, I was going to say, they'll double down on that belief. And so part of the psyop is they'll come out and tell you the truth. And they'll go, no. And they'll double down on the belief. Because the truth is the enemy of the lie. And they're so invested and so emotionally tied up into the lie that they'll reject any truth. So even the government will use its forces to tell you the truth, and people won't believe it. And all that does is strengthen the lie in the mind of the person that's been totally encapsulated into the psyop, totally bamboozled into the psyop. And the powers that be know that this is how the human nature works, and they exploit it. They're good at what they do.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I look at this and I realize I'm certainly not the sharpest knife in the drawer by any stretch of the imagination, but when I look at it from a practical point of view, when I've got a government, got the music coming on, guys. We'll be back on the flip side. Thank you.
Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire our muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire.
Oh, how beautiful there. We've got Johnny Horton and the Battle of New Orleans. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Thank you. We are back here with the National Intelligence Report on the third day of November in the year of 2023. Welcome, all you folks. Glad you joined us. We are jumping into PSYOPs R Us and trying to explain them so people can understand when these things are happening. One of the things I could never understand is this. How many times, especially in my lifetime, there has never been a declared war in my lifetime. How many times has my country been to war? Now, we know they're doing it unconstitutionally, and nobody really cares as long as it plays to their emotions, as long as they are emotionally attacked. We were lied to about Pearl Harbor, even though it was a declared war. We were lied to about that. We were lied to about World War One. Lied to about Korea. Lied to about Vietnam. Lied to about Iraq. Lied to about Panama. We've been lied about everything, but the first time this duplicitous totalitarian government hits the emotion string, Americans are ready to send somebody else's kids to battle. Guys, your comments, please. Let's start with you, Cal.
It blows me away that the government can lie, and then, you know, years later, weeks later, days later, years later, however, people understand that the government lied to them, and yet they still trust the government, even though they've done it over and over and over again. And it's like, if your neighbor did that, or if your kids were like that, would you believe them or trust them? But somehow, some way, and through PSYOPs is the way they do it, is they get the people to continue to support this government and to continue to support the lies and to go along with it. But they've got so much money to throw into the narrative.
Oh, yes, they can certainly do that. Yeah, DW, your thoughts, buddy?
Well, yeah. A large part of this can be attributed to the marketing and branding, sometimes called propaganda, public relations. It's been institutionalized throughout the entire every aspect of American society through corporate employees, corporate employers, businesses, schools, colleges, that you have to follow an official narrative to get along. See, the American people, they, at the very most, they are really trained to not to be controversial and to get along. And if you will just go along and get along, you'll be rewarded. If you don't rock the boat too hard, if you continue to yield and participate, you'll get your benefits of, you get to keep your job, maybe. You won't be castigated. You won't have to be audited by the IRS. You might get a promotion. This all plays into the psychological aspect of the PSYOP, to what the PSYOP is directed to, the demographic, the population. And there was this guy named Joseph Goebbels. You might have heard of him, you know, maybe, right? And he knew a thing about public relations and propaganda. He was trained by the best that American marketing had. They trained him in New York City. He said, "Look." And you've all heard this quote before. He says, well, look, he goes, I have to paraphrase it. I don't have my library in front of me. He says, well, look, you know, the longer you tell a lie, you know, the more it gets believed. But the rest of that quote is left out, and for good purpose. He says, you can tell the lie for as long as you can protect the people it's directed to from the direct consequences of that lie. Now, that maybe that's your military, you're paying them. Maybe that's the police force, you're paying them. They're being supported and paid. Are they going to go against a PSYOP? No, they're getting supported, they're getting paid. People are getting their government checks, Social Security, welfare, Medicare. That works into the PSYOP. The government's giving me stuff. I can't go against what they're saying.
Well, DW, something you just made me think of, and you and Cal both are bad for that, making me think. I'm going to have to find new friends, I'm afraid. And here is a quote that our good friend and fellow RBN co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, he put up this quote from Ezra Pound. And I just wanted to throw it out there, and you guys tell me how you think this is relevant. And Ezra Pound said, and I quote, "The technique of infamy is to start two lies at once and get people arguing heatedly over which one is the truth," unquote. Cal?
Well, that sounds like choosing the lesser of two evils, Mike. Is that what politics is?
No, well, I tell you what.
Up there, you get to choose between them.
Well, it's a perfect PSYOP, though, Cal. If I can throw two lies out there, neither one of which are true, you know, that's the basis of a lie, actually. I don't mean to be redundant, but you can throw two lies out there and get the American public arguing and fighting over it, and one side will call you a Democrat if you don't believe their side. The other side will call you a Republican if you don't believe that, and both sides will tell you, why don't you move to some other country? And they don't realize that both of the points that they're arguing about are false. And it's just absolutely amazing to sit and watch it. And it's not like this is rocket science, people. And here is the thing I would like both of you gentlemen to do. I want both of you, you know, we can go in whatever order you like. But I want both of you gentlemen to give me your description of how a PSYOP cannot operate without controlled opposition. Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll go.
Okay, good.
The most observable one is that the first point would be stated in their own techniques. These are well-established techniques, and they stated in their own operational manuals, the social engineers, that in order to win the opposition, you have to lead the opposition. Now, that would be you have to control the obvious party that you're against or the opponent that you're against.
Well, DW, how important is hopium in that mixture?
Well, you can get high on that supply if you don't have any other basis or any other real information. If you're the audience that's hooked on hopium, you're gonna saddle up to that TV and that speaker to get your daily hit from Fox News or wherever you think you get your hopium from. And so the purpose of having the two lies is that it's imperative in the controlled opposition. You can't find a better one for political purposes in the Democrats and Republicans historically, is you have to have the ability to blame shift, and you have to have your team, that's that cult that supports that red or blue team, you have to provide them the it's like a game, it's like a football game for them, and so they have to have something to cheer about. And so, all the plays are being run from behind the scenes. And, if the Democrats do something really stupid, which they always do, the Republicans can shout and rail and make a fit, and they can blame them, and then all the Republican people will blame them as well. See, they'll take up all the talking points. And then the Democrats on their media will give them something to say back to their neighbors and friends and family that are on the other team. And then you have this cacophony of two lies fighting against each other while they all sit back, the controlled opposition sits back and laughs. And you have to have controlled opposition if you're going to be able to blame shift. The thing you have to identify if you want to unwind whether or not there's controlled opposition is not where they disagree. That will tell you nothing. Now, if you're a dupe or you're a dope, you'll think you're going to pay attention to what they disagree on, and that's what the media does for you, the intelligence broadcasting through the media. Those narratives are all written by intelligence ops. You have to pay attention to what they agree on. And in these political parties, they all agree on war. They all agree on debt. They all agree on taxes. They all agree on emergency powers. These are the things they agree on. Right now, they all agree on Zionism, don't they? They all agree on an increase in conflict and war to increase the debt. All right? So you can't do that. You can't do that if there's actually an honest debate going on. That's why you have to have controlled opposition. I'll let Cal take a shot.
Well, wait a minute, DW. I got a question. Okay. I got a question. Okay. On that war thing, when you've convinced people they need to go to war, and then suddenly the people find out they've been lied to, why do they accept it?
Because if they come face to face with the fact that they are helpless, that's why they join the team, so they can be on the winning side until they become the victim of it, and then they realize they're helpless.
Okay, Cal, your thoughts, buddy, on that controlled opposition? How does controlled opposition divide up even those who want to do something? How do they divide that up?
Well, they control the narrative of the opposition. Here's an example of the controlled opposition. That would be the NRA. Supposedly, they're out there to protect your Second Amendment rights. You know, you notice they never say it's your natural right or your inalienable right to self-defense, but it's your constitutional right or your Second Amendment right. Right there, you know they're controlled opposition because they're basing it on governmental arguments. Either way, you want more government, either more government to take guns away from people or more government to keep government from taking guns away from people. Either way, you end up with more government. So you have to have controlled opposition because there's going to be opposition. And the best way to control opposition is to lead the opposition. That's how the Constitution ended up with the 10 Bill of Rights that it has. That was controlled opposition done by Madison, masterfully so. So you know, this isn't something new. They've been doing this for before this country was around. They've been doing this since ancient times. And the powers that be have gotten really good at manipulating people.
Because they use all the technology.
They use all the technology, all their experience. Because they seem to be able to remember things and hold on to their experience, where Bubus Americanus seems to forget what happened yesterday, let alone 200 years ago. So, and they exploit that. And you have to have a way to control the opposition. But you'll notice that they take that and they give them a narrative and they drive those people straight back into the same ditch that the other people are already driving into.
Very much so. And how do you, again, the people who are actually saying, okay, the people who catch on, and this is part of that contingency plan of a PSYOP, suddenly people start to catch on. How do you split them, Cal, as they start to catch on?
The first thing you do is you put out another crisis to separate those people in that group of those opposers, and you're going to siphon off a chunk of those people because now you've hit their emotional button and they're going to jump ship on following the truth and they're going to follow their emotions. That happened on your Friday night show. That's what happened. Another crisis came up and it separated off chunks of people. It happens, and they know that happens, and so they'll continue to do that until they've completely fragmented any opposition. And they'll just continue to do it.
Very much so.
That's
DW, your thoughts?
There's a crisis out there.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, there's and those are extremely good points that Cal brought out. And those are generated, most of those other events are, synthetic events that are generated by government directly. There's all kinds of different forms of controlled opposition, and one of particular interest is platforms like alternative media. What would that be? It could be like this platform, a truth-based, integrity-based, principle-based platform. Historically, there's an untold hours represented here in the archives that would illustrate that of intent and purpose and meaning, trying to bring forward honesty, truth, and integrity. And if you are of a government affiliation agency tasked with subverting that message, those messages, regardless of the platform it's on, he would try to infiltrate it. Wouldn't you? He would try to infiltrate that and then set up an alternative inside the alternative. Okay? To start parsing and cutting and bleeding away. Or maybe what you would do is to become extremely radical in your message in order to pull people away from evidence-based conversations, you know, like worth having. If you bring in somebody that's really radical, okay, be infiltrated with somebody, a real oratorical, radical speaker, and get everybody's emotions up, all the while you're actually working for the opposite side. That's controlled opposition.
Okay.
Infiltration.
I've got a task for both of you, very intelligent gentlemen. I want you to tell me how you would go about splitting up a group of people who were catching on to what you were doing. How would you infiltrate? Let's just throw out this wild thought here for a second. We'll start with Cal. Cal, how would you go about neutering alternate radio?
I would probably try to put on hosts that would, as DW said, would take it to such an extreme that it would emotionally repulse people seeking the truth.
Would you lace it with
you would lace it with truth. You cannot completely just tell a lie. You have to tell like three truths and then catch them with the lie. You've got to bait the hook. It's a bait and switch program. Truth, 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 lie. It works every time.
So if I accept your truth, then by default I would accept your lies.
Exactly.
Okay. DW, your thought?
Well, I mean, that's probably one of the best tactics there is. Many years ago, I learned a valuable lesson in my own life that exemplifies this, is that why would a congenital pathological liar tell you the truth? And tell you the truth on a regular basis, present himself as integrity principle-based and tell you the truth. Well, the answer to that is so that when they lie to you, you'll believe it.
Okay. So, you know, I've noticed, I'm not going to go into any detail, but I've noticed some absolute idiot on the on Facebook recently who posted that if you will just sign the right documents to put yourself out of the system, that you are suddenly, you know, go ahead and do it, because then you will be exempt from the draft if they bring it back. Your thoughts, DW?
Well, that's appealing, isn't it? That's very appealing because, you know, that whole idea of doing that is appealing to a lot of people that have fake courage or fake principles, because they're not against the war. They're against the draft. Okay, where they would actually personally be have coincident consequences of being involved in something like that. That's about them. And it's okay for other people, but not them. So that's when you can really see who's where people really are, the character of these people. You know, I'm old enough to have been at the tail end of that thing they called the Vietnam War, and I was very young and dumb. And the point I want to make here is that the protesters during the 60s and the 70s, they weren't against the war for the most part, the majority of them. I know I'm making a general statement. They were against them being in the war. They weren't against the war. They were against the draft. There's a difference. And you will see the same cowardice present here. again. They will bring it. This will happen again.
Okay, well, I've got another question for you two guys, and it kind of is a branch from what we're talking about, but we'll start with our good buddy Cal. Hey, Cal, can you, as an individual, can you support the war? No, I'm sorry. Can you support the soldiers and not support the war?
Not really, because if the soldiers, this is a tough quandary, because, you know, you have to admire someone who is willing to put themselves on the line. But then you have to also understand at the same time that what those soldiers believe that they are fighting for is not the reason why they were sent there.
PSYOP.
That's a PSYOP, yes. And that brings home, you know, the dilemma to the people back home. You know, well, okay, I got to support the soldiers, so now I have to support the war, even though I'm against the war. That's that, you know, that's that truth versus the lie type thing. And it's where, how do you fall down on that? You know, it's like, it's hard to badmouth anyone who's willing to put their life on the line for their fellow man. And that's what most soldiers believe that they are doing when they sign up and when they're shipped off the war. But from what I understand, a lot of them coming home are questioning that narrative.
Well, you know,
I didn't serve. An awful lot of them have ended their life because they could not deal with that conflict. And who do you blame? You know, it's like, I'm not going to blame the soldier, but I'm going to blame the government. And other people blame the government too, yet they'll still go out and vote for the government. And that just, where's that disconnect, people? You're supporting the entity that sent these people over to the other side of the world. They told you they were fighting for freedom. Well, they weren't fighting for freedom. They were fighting for big oil and big corporation and the MIC. And you all know it. And you still support the entity that sent them there and put them in harm's way. And it's kind of like, if you're going to find fault, you need to find fault with where it belongs. And it belongs with the government. And right after that, it belongs with the people that continue to support the government. Because without support, this government would wither and dry on the vine. Period. And without
they can't support have that.
From the people. And that's why they have PSYOPs, to keep you supporting the government. That's how you can kind of tell there's a PSYOP, because if you follow, well, where are they taking me on this narrative? Oh, wait, I'm going to end up supporting government, or I'm going to want government to do this. I'm going to want cops to do this for me.